Take your Bibles and we'll look at the Word of God. Matthew chapter 3, please, in the Word of God. Matthew chapter 3. Matthew chapter 3 and verse 11. I want you to see the Scripture in the Word of God. And I would like to continue speaking about reaping the harvest. And I want you to see some verses and some principles in the Word of God. Matthew chapter 3 and verse 11, the Bible says, I indeed baptize you with water into repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Lord, thank you for this time of church service. Bless the preaching of the Word of God, and we pray for your unction, your power, your Holy Spirit anointing. Edify your church, and we thank you, Lord, and we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. So this scripture talks to us about John the Baptist, that we're familiar with his water baptism, and we baptize in the churches, and that's an ordinance of the local church. But he is talking about how the Lord Jesus is going to come. He said, somebody mightier than me after me is going to come. He will baptize you, and it talks about with the Holy Ghost and with fire. So I want you to notice, you know, John baptizes with water, and we have a water baptism as part of our doctrine, but Jesus also baptizes. This is what the scripture is saying. How does he baptize? And it's referring to a baptism in the Spirit, if you will, or a baptism of the Holy Ghost. So what is this? Well, in the next verse, I believe it's referring to the fullness of the Holy Spirit. I believe it's talking about the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. I think it's talking about the anointing of the Holy Spirit of God upon our lives. For what? What is it for? How should we use it? Well, the next verse says, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner. Do you see the harvest there? Do you see gathering the wheat? Do you see where it says into the garner? It talks about the wheat. And so this is making a reference to the harvest. So we need to be empowered with the Holy Spirit of God. We need to be anointed of the Holy Spirit of God so that we can win souls to Christ, and so that we can witness to people and have the power of the Holy Spirit of God. And so that's what we need. That anointing comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. That power to witness, that boldness comes from the Lord Jesus. And through prayer and through us walking with the Lord and through us being sanctified and separated unto the gospel. So the Bible says that the Lord will gather his wheat into the garner. And I want you to notice some scriptures, please. Acts chapter 1. Notice, please, with me in Acts chapter 1. I want you to notice when it refers to this fullness of the Spirit or baptism of the Spirit. I want you to notice in Acts chapter 1 and verse 5 where the Bible makes reference to this. The Bible interprets itself with the Bible. We should see scripture upon scripture. And the Bible says Acts 1 and verse 5. And it makes reference here just before the day of Pentecost, which is Acts 1, 5. The Bible says, for John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. So he's referring to the outpouring of the Spirit of God, which took place in the next chapter on the day of Pentecost, which Pentecost means harvest. This happens to be the celebration of a harvest holiday, if you will. And so the Bible talks about having the anointing of the Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit of God. Notice, please, Acts chapter 10 and verse 44. And this refers to the Apostle Peter, how God used him to witness to the first Gentile, which was Cornelius, and to witness to them and also to baptize them. Notice, please, Acts 10:44. The scripture says in Acts 10:44, while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. Do you see this? And now go to Acts 11, 15. The Bible says, "And as I began to speak, the Holy Ghost fell on them as on us at the beginning," referring to the day of Pentecost. And he says, Then remembered I the word of the Lord, how that he said, John indeed baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. So Jesus said this, and John said this also, and they're talking about the baptism of the Spirit, or the fullness of the Holy Spirit of God. And this is what we need today in the churches. This is the urgency. This is the need for prayer and saying, "Oh God, give us your power. Oh God, give us the fullness of the Spirit. Give us the outpouring of the Holy Spirit." It is the Holy Spirit that brings conviction to the lost people. It is the Holy Spirit that will bring people and draw people. If we lift up Jesus, he said, "I will draw all men unto me." It is the Holy Spirit of God that gives power to witnessing and gives unction and uses you to reap a harvest of souls. And this is what we need. More than anything else, we need the unction and the power of the Holy Spirit of God. We need churches to get on their knees and churches to get on their face. And we need to beg for the power of God. And so that we can receive the power of the Holy Spirit and have this anointing. Now I want you to see Acts chapter 2, verse 16. Acts 2, 16. The Bible tells us in Acts chapter 2, verse 16, which happens to be the sermon or the preaching of the Apostle Peter on the day of Pentecost, and how he makes reference to this. In Acts chapter 2, verse 16, the Bible says, "But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, your old men shall dream dreams, and on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy, and I will show wonders in heaven above, signs in earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. Then the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." So you see, the Bible says here that Peter makes reference to the scripture in the book of Joel, which is the Old Testament. And he says, this that is happening today on the day of Pentecost, that's what it's referring to, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Now, I want you to notice that he puts this in a time frame where he calls it the last days. Sometimes we refer to our time as the last days. And most certainly, right? And so we are in the last days. But the Bible says here that this dispensation, if you will, began in the time of Pentecost. And so that means that it started in Pentecost, and it looks like the end of this time is something that is called the great day of the Lord, when it refers to the sun turning into darkness and the moon into blood. Since that day is future prophecy and has not happened, has not occurred, that means that we are somewhere in the middle. We are in between. We are still in that dispensation of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We are in that time frame when we can be filled with the Holy Ghost and we can be empowered and be anointed to reap this harvest. So what is all this for? It tells us in verse 21, "And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." That's very familiar with the Romans road in Romans 10, 13, where the Bible says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." That sounds like today. That sounds like us. And so we need to seek the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit of God to be able to go and preach the word of God and get multitudes of people saved and to reap a harvest for the Lord. This is what God wants. He said when he talked about the water baptism of John, and he says another one that's coming, it's mightier. He's mightier, and he's going to baptize with the Spirit. And then he said he's going to gather the wheat into the garner. So he is saying, I'm giving the outpouring. I'm giving the power of the Spirit to reap the harvest. And this is what God wants. And we need to preach the word of God and to preach the gospel, to make it sound forth, to make it go forth on different means, and to gather people and to preach to multitudes and let it fall on the ears of the people. For the Bible says the word of God shall not return unto me void. So this is what we need. The power is in the message. The power is in the word of God. Jesus said to the apostles, greater works shall ye do. Greater works than these shall ye do. So we need to seek to do some big things for God, and to try to go to these cities and go to these harvest mission fields and to try to shake things up with the power of the gospel. The power is for preaching. The Bible even says, in fact, it's in the epistle of Peter. It was Peter who preached Pentecost. And the Bible says in the book of Peter, where it talks about preaching the Holy Ghost, or preaching the gospel with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. You see, so that's what we need to do. That's what God wants. That's what God wants to see. Preachers of the gospel, soul winners, and church members, and missionaries, and evangelists, and everybody preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is what is going to bring about a harvest of souls. Amen. Anointed preaching, powerful preaching with the Spirit of God. That is what gives boldness. That is what gives power. That is what helps reap a harvest. I want you to see Matthew chapter 13, please, in the Word of God. Notice Matthew 13. Now the Lord spoke in many different parables and used illustrations and different analogies. And we've been talking about a harvest and about getting large numbers of people saved. And he uses a different illustration, a different metaphor, but it's the same concept. It's the same principle. And that is in Matthew 13, 47. Now he's talking about a net. Now he's talking about being fishers of men. Matthew 13, and verse 47. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a net that was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind, which when it was full, they drew to shore and sat down and gathered the good into vessels, but cast the bad away. So shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Jesus said unto them, have you understood all these things? They say unto him, yea, Lord. You see, so now it's not talking about agriculture or sowing and reaping or a harvest. Now it's talking about fishing with a net. But it's the same concept. Why? Because he's talking about the kingdom. He's talking about preaching and extending the kingdom of God through the gospel. And now he says, listen, we need to be fishers of men. That's what the Lord told the apostle Peter. That's what he said when he said, let down your nets, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And now it talks about in this parable, fishing with a big net. And that is the same thing about reaping a harvest. It can be wheat. It can be fish. It's all souls to the Lord. It's souls what it's talking about. You know, I want you to see Luke chapter 5. Please look with me in the Word of God. Luke chapter 5. When the Lord told Peter to cast a net, look what happened in Luke chapter 5. So here is Peter, and the Lord said to Peter to cast the nets. Look at Luke chapter 5, verse 4. And the Bible says, in Luke chapter 5, verse 4, now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word I will let down the nets. And verse 6, and when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes and their nets brake. I want you to notice something. The Bible says Peter feared and apologized to the Lord and asked for forgiveness and feared the Lord after this. Why? Well, if you see the grammar, Jesus didn't say put the net in the water. He didn't say cast the net or put the net back in the water. The Lord said put the nets, plural. He didn't just say one. He's talking about all these nets. If you got two or three, put them all in the water. And he said, okay, we're going to do it. We didn't catch anything all night, but we'll obey you, Lord. We won't ruin the illustration. I know I have to obey, so at your word, we're going to do this. Come on, let's put the net back in. Just one net. Well, the Lord said, put the nets in there. But he's only obeying halfway, so to speak. He's only obeying the Lord partially. That's why Peter feared. He said, boy, I should have obeyed. If I would have put all two or three nets, all the nets, they all would have been filled with fish, with fishes. So they all would have been filled. And you see, so these are souls, whether it's wheat for the harvest, whether it's fish in the net, it's souls for the kingdom of God. That's what God wants us to do, to be fishers of men. The church is like a boat. The church is like a fishing boat. We're to be fishermen. And soul winning is like going fishing and putting a hook and catching men. This is what the Lord said. Verse 10, fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. You see, so that is what we need to do to catch men. And that's why in our ministry, whether it's Mexico or Venezuela or any other location, we're trying to go and catch men. So anytime you go fishing, you have to have bait. And you take the bait and the net here is the kingdom of God. And we have to preach the gospel. That is the way that we cast the net. And here the Lord says, the net break. Imagine if we have stadiums that are packed out. I'm talking about overflow crowd. I'm talking about we're going to have two or three services, and we're going to have to dismiss people so we can get more people and so forth. That's the kind of harvest. That's the kind of catch. That's the kind of gospel net that we're trying to cast. And this is what the Lord wants. But in order to do that, we need to have that baptism. We need to have that fullness. We need to have that unction, that anointing. We need to have that spirit fullness. The Bible talks about the apostles. They were ignorant and unlearned men, but they had been with Jesus. The Bible talks about those men. Jesus had already told them even previously, receive ye the Holy Spirit. Receive the Spirit. So this is what we need. Do you want to be a soul winner? Do you want to catch men? Do you want to reap that harvest even in your own location? We're going to have to start with the fullness of the Spirit. We're going to have to start with the presence and the power of God upon our lives. We're going to have to say, Lord, make me a fisher of men. I want you to see one last scripture in the Word of God. And I want you to notice, please, in Luke and chapter 11. Luke chapter 11. Notice, please, Luke chapter 11. So how do we get this baptism of the Spirit or this fullness of the Spirit to get on fire for God? Well, the Bible tells us in Luke chapter 11 and verse 13, I want you to notice, the Bible says, if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? So we have to ask the Lord. Back up to verse 11, just right before. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? So where does the bread come from? The bread comes from wheat. Where does the fish come from? It comes from the net, the fish net. So he's saying here, if you want wheat, which means souls, if you want fish, which means souls, he's saying, ask for the power of the Spirit. Ask for the fullness of the Spirit, and you will reap the harvest. And you will get fish, and you will get wheat, and you will be able to rejoice and to further His kingdom. For His kingdom is like a field, and the Bible talks about this, and like a seed and so forth, and His kingdom is like a net. It's all for the gospel. It's all for the kingdom of God. It's all for souls, and that's what we need to do. One of the churches I started in Mexico, which is a village mission church, doesn't have a building, doesn't own a building, doesn't rent a building, doesn't borrow a building. They're outside. They just meet outside under a tree in the town square plaza. Did from the first day and still meeting there with a preacher that I installed there. They don't need properties. They don't own property. They don't have things, material things. but they're an assembly of born-again, baptized believers under the covenant of the gospel with a great commission and preaching the gospel. And that's what the Lord has called us to do. We need that. So what do we need? Sure, we need things like support or money or finances. We need things like tracts and different things. But more is the power of the Spirit of God. We need that baptism of the Spirit, that fullness of the Spirit to get on fire for God. For on the day of Pentecost, they receive cloven tongues of fire upon their heads. Why? Because it represents the tongue. Our tongues is what we preach with. Our tongues is what we witness with. And the Bible says to get on fire for God. And that's what will build a church. That's what will grow a church. That's what will reach people. And that's what will reap a harvest of souls.
Amen.
Reaping the harvest, the nets break. Let's bow our heads for prayer with heads bowed and eyes closed. With heads bowed and eyes closed. How many would say, Brother Carlos, God spoke to me tonight through the message, through the word of God. And I just want to get on fire for God. Maybe you haven't been soul winning. Maybe you haven't given tracts to somebody you haven't witnessed, but you want to get involved. Or maybe you are, but you just say, you know, I have been, but now I really want to get on fire. I want to make sure I'm filled with the Spirit of God to reap this harvest. God spoke to me. Pray for me. I want to see your hand. Can I pray for you? Amen. Anybody else say, pray for me. I want to have that fullness of the Spirit. You want to ask for a fish? You want to ask for bread or wheat? Ask for souls. Just ask for the Holy Spirit, and He will give. With heads bowed and eyes closed, the music plays and the altar is open. If you'd like to come and pray, why don't you come and say, oh God, give me souls. Give me people that will get saved. Give me visitors in church. Give me converts. Lord, help me to get on fire for God and help me to serve You with zeal, with unction, with power. And not just through routine, not just through mechanics, and not just through maybe if you'll say, Brother Carlos, pray for me. I want to see a harvest of souls even right here in Madison. And I want to get on fire for God. I want to cast a net and I want to reap the harvest. I want to catch men for Christ. It all starts with being with Jesus. The power comes from Him. The anointing comes from Him. The baptism of the Spirit and the fullness of power comes from Jesus. He will gather the wheat into His garner. With heads bowed and eyes closed, Pastor, You come.